love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
We've been doing this for a while now. It's a series of excerpts from my friend Chris's fake autobiography. Still no publishers as we speak.
Well, so not yet.
If any publishers are listening, this is actually a hit. You're missing out here. People stop what they're doing every Monday and Wednesday at 1:45. To not publish this, well, you'd be a fool.
And also, when you say it's fake, I suppose these are all real stories from my life, and we've got loads now.
It's just not a book yet, but it will be.
Mm.
What a meaty book it would be as well. We've done so many.
Well, it would be beefy. I mean, we must be close to sort of 100,000 words by now.
Yeah. I mean, I know people that have written a lot shorter books than that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Out of interest, how many words were written in your book? Do you know?
It's very big print.
Is it?
I don't know. And lots of pictures. Anyway, I am J.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Keens.
Oh, wow, a double whammy.
Thank you.
Okay, and I'm Hakina Mutata. What a wonderful phrase. I'd like to thank Harriet Clark, who messaged me that one on Twitter yesterday.
There we are, Harriet.
Ready.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
Right. My first car was a red Vauxhall Corsa. I called it Caroline, and it was my mum's car.
Why do you have names for your cars, please?
I just called this one Caroline because I think when we all had passed our test and we were all getting our first cars, it just seemed like the right thing to do, name the car. I think it was just because we were really proud of, you know, driving. And
I find that odd. People really? That give their cars names, I find weird.
I know
a lot of people do it.
I think there's a lot of blokes, especially, who name their cars. And generally after a female name as well.
How old were you when you first had a ride in Caroline?
I was 17 when I started riding Caroline.
Right. Cool, so early.
Yeah.
Should we have not changed Caroline's name? Because you do that with all the other girls in Tap End.
I do.
Let's call her Enid.
Okay, well, no, let's keep it Caroline. It's all right, it's just the car. The problem with sharing a car with your mum is twofold. The first thing is that whenever someone asks you if it's yours, then you generally have to lie to pretend it's yours. And the second is that mums will leave weird mum things in it. And the same people will discover it's not your car when they find them. Do you know what I mean?
What does she leave in?
Well, I just mean like mumsy things.
Like your Werther's originals.
Maybe like your Werther's, but stuff which is quite obviously not yours. Or pot purée.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what's when they've stuff
when they've mummed it.
Small pungent flowers.
Potpourri.
Potpourri.
Yeah. No, not puree.
Potpourri.
Potpourri.
Anyway, they leave that kind of stuff in it.
Yeah, that.
And mates know it's not mine. Whenever I went to pick my mates up, I would always check the back seats for things that would give away the fact it was my mum's car.
A copy of Bella magazine.
Exactly. I would also attempt to make minor modifications to the car, but my mum was having none of it, so all of these had to be taken down by the time I delivered the car home. These included a tape converter, so I could plug in a portable CD or MP3 player, retuning of the radio, and an air freshener shaped like boobs that I hung from the rearview mirror.
What, so you'd put it in and then your mum would be like, take that out, Christopher.
Yeah, so any modifications I had to make, she said, that's fine, but they have to go by the time I return the car, because it was her car.
How often did you borrow the car?
Well, I'd borrow it often. As soon as I passed driving, I wanted it as much as I could.
What, so as soon as you got it off your mum, the boobs went in again?
I'd put the boobs up.
Mum comes back,
boobs out.
Retune
the radio, get the little MP3 cord in case I could plug that in.
Yeah.
It was all on.
Did you have any girlfriends that were, not girlfriends, but... Did you have any friends that were the girls that were in the car? Did they appreciate the boobs?
I think so, because the boobs smelt lovely. They were an air freshener.
Yeah.
It was just, I found them kind of amusing because they were in the shape of boobs. But no, the girls loved them.
It gave off a nice aroma.
Yeah, they loved them. I also had a hydraulic middle finger that I picked up from the shop where I buy all my Christmas presents. This was great and gave whoever was riding in the passenger seat an added responsibility. It was a rolled-up fist that attached to the back window with one of those sucker things. A small plastic pipe would then stretch to the passenger seat with a thing on the end. When that was squeezed, a middle finger would stick up from the clenched fist, issuing a gesture towards anyone that was travelling too close behind the car and therefore risking damaging Caroline.
So you were just protecting Caroline.
You weren't
just being offensive for the sake of it.
But it was the passenger seat's responsibility, that the person in that seat. So they had a little squeezy thing. You know those kind of things that go... And if they activated that, the finger on the hand would do this.
Just slowly up.
And slowly right. So you could make it go as quickly up or quickly down as you wanted. It was controlled by the squeezy thing.
Very versatile.
But if you went on that hard, it would literally flick against the window.
That's awesome. Because sometimes you need it to be quick.
Yeah.
If they've, like, nearly rear-ended you or something.
Exactly. I named the car Caroline as it matched the brand of the car, but also because I liked a song by Outkast called Roses and would play this on repeat. If you are listening to the audio tape and need a reminder of this song, press play now.
Oh, this is a good song, actually.
Caroline.
Yes.
Caroline on the gap would say she's mighty fine.
That's good.
You see, this is the song to drive to, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a tune. This was the end song on a mixtape I would always listen to when driving around. Music up loud and windows down. Even in the winter, I would have the windows down and stay warm by turning the heating right up. Although I think, probably looking back, I look like a bit of a fool driving around in winter with an arm out the window.
You're the only one with the windows open, yeah.
Yeah, with Caroline coming out the window loud.
Was it System Up with the top down?
It was System Up with the top. What's that from?
Blue.
That's, yeah. Anyway. One at a time, all me and my mates passed our driving tests. As soon as most of my friends turned 17, they wanted driving lessons. Then generally, it would take a few months to get the licence. As Chinese Dave was the oldest in our group, he was the first to pass his driving test. He also went on one of those intense courses so he could pass quickly. As only Chinese and one of the girls we knew could drive, it would be up to them to drive us everywhere, especially as there were new boundaries for us to explore. Chinese would drive us into London, as well as constantly pick me and the other lads up to go to football or just for a drive. At 17 years old, however, there was a price to this freedom, and it didn't take too long for Chinese to start getting annoyed with the price of petrol. To help him out a bit, I made him a CD for his car. It was full of old party songs, like the Ghostbusters theme, and a large amount of Will Smith songs. He hated it. I couldn't understand why, but I forced him to keep it so I could listen to it when we were driving about. The incredible thing about this CD is he still has it to this day. There's still the same writing on the CD, which I cleverly called Now That's What I Call Chinese Dave. Because it's a famous album that's out.
That's really good.
Do one of your advert voices for it.
Now That's What I Call Chinese Dave.
Yeah, you see, I think this is saleable. It was a brilliant CD. It had Will Smith songs on. I think Shaggy was on it.
It's sweet that he's still got it.
Yeah. Although he didn't really enjoy the music, he still got the CD as it's become a symbol of resilience. A year or two later, when his car was broken into and stolen whilst he was at uni, the car was driven to and abandoned in the Milton Keynes area. Everything was taken. They emptied the glove box, even taking the car manual. But on the passenger seat remained the CD that I made for him. True story. Admittedly, it doesn't work anymore. It skips like mad. But I'd like to think it represents a deeper meaning.
That's like it just never goes away.
It never goes away. But they took everything. This is the weird thing. They literally took everything out of that glove box.
Only the CD left.
And I don't know if when they were driving, the CD was in there or listened to it. And they decided, no, you can keep that.
You can have that, mate.
It was almost insulting, I think, to Chinese Dave that they left that CD. Thinking about it, I owe Chinese Dave a lot for the amount of times he's driven me and the lads about. He was always happy to step up as designated driver, and we've had a lot of fun times in his car.
Oh?
No, again, badly worded. I just mean that we've been on lots of journeys and... Don't. We had some adventures in that car, and as our boundaries were being broadened, valuable lessons were being learnt. Petrol is not cheap. And don't leave a booby air freshener in your mum's car. It leads to awkward questions. These are all lessons that you need to learn.
I just like the idea that every time you borrowed the car, you would have to put them back in again. And then your mum would be like, Christopher, I need the car tomorrow. Oh, better take the boobs out again.
It was a massive effort.
Just to customise.
just the customer. And then every now and then, the problem would be is if I couldn't be bothered, I'd bring the car home, run into the house, think, well, I'll just get up early and remove the boobs and the finger.
Never happened.
And every now and then I'd forget, and my mum would go into the car, there'd be a finger up against the window, boobs in her rear view. Nightmare.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Unofficial Mills.